Welcome to our Holden Village podcast. For over 50 years now, Holden Village has traveled a rich history of faith that has transformed a copper mining town into a vibrant place of education, programming, and worship. Holden has sought to welcome all who seek contemplation and community in the remote wilderness of the beautiful Cascade Mountains. We continue to invite people of all ages to come alongside our rhythms, which inspire and equip travelers for a sustainable life of faith outside the village. And we continue to listen and reflect on our story and history and seek to discover our place in God's creative mission in our world. Our podcasts are a way of sharing our conversations with our teaching faculty around reformation, the reforming of our relationships with the earth, with each other, and with the divine. Let's tune in and join the conversation.
My name's Cynthia Lindner. I am the Director of Ministry Studies at the Divinity School at the University of Chicago, which means that I direct and teach in a multi-religious educational program for graduate students who plan to be religious leaders and or actors of all sorts. My students are Buddhist, Muslim, Christian, Jewish, Hindu, and a little bit of Christian of all varieties. So we are very interested in the place that I work in something that I call multiplicity, and I've been here at Holden this week teaching about multiplicity and multiple-mindedness and the multiplicity and multiple-mindedness of God. I come at this from a couple different perspectives. I'm a trained psychotherapist. I'm a pastor in the Christian Church Disciples of Christ, and now I'm a teacher, professor, coach, consultant, advisor. I have many ways, many angles through which I look at people and encounter people and communities and institutions and big, gnarly national and international problems. And I also find that multiplicity and multiple-mindedness is an aspect of my work. Briefly, what I mean by multiplicity or multiple-mindedness is different than multiple personalities, and I don't consider it a disorder. I consider it the way we all are. We are all people who have not just one self, but multiple selves that are socially constructed. That means we come to know ourselves in relationship or in association with various persons. First of all, our primary caregivers, our mothers and our fathers or our grandparents, the people who raise us, but then increasingly with other communities, with teachers and classmates and friends, with professional organizations, with our life partners, with our children. And every kind of encounter develops in us a little node, a little constellation of characteristics and gifts and skills and insights, behaviors that, for lack of a better word, I call selves. So we are not just one self because we're not always interacting with the same person in the same circumstance. We have multiple selves because we are in interaction with a variety of situations, social groups, activities, and persons throughout our day and indeed throughout our lives. So we don't always, as humans, as we grow up especially, understand that we have that multiplicity. There was an 11-year-old in this morning's class I taught here at Holden Village. He had no problem understanding the concept of multiplicity because he knows that he behaves in different ways, whether or not mom and dad are watching, right? So he knows multiplicity right off. We lose that as adults as we get habituated into certain roles that people need from us, whether that's a parent role or a professional role, a role that we play in the workplace or a role that we play in the community. And the danger, there's reasons for that, right? We need to consider that we're coherent. We need to pretend that we're sort of the same person all the time. Otherwise, life would be kind of confusing. Danger in losing track of our multiple selves, our multiple aspects, our multiple gifts, is that when we work too deeply out of one role, out of one self, we can easily be stuck in a role that then takes and takes and takes from us the same kind of gift, the same kind of aspect, the same kind of accountability. but doesn't allow us to fill back up with the gifts that the other parts of ourselves can bring. So we get stuck. We can also get, I think, very nearsighted because each of our roles only sees certain things. We need all of our parts, all of our roles, all of our selves, all of our mind in order to apprehend the complexity and the richness that's around us. I've often thought that multiplicity, while it's been a part of human experience from the beginning, multiplicity is a skill set that's more necessary than ever right now, I think, because as human beings, we live in very fluid, very fluent, very changing and rapidly changing times, and information is coming at us from all directions, from a very complex universe. I think more so than ever, we are susceptible to ideas and images and backgrounds and persons who come from all kinds of places. This is relatively new, I think, in the human experience. And the fact that we encounter those things and we need to process them and we need to figure out how we're going to relate to them and we need to help those pieces relate to other pieces in our lives means that multiplicity and that internal conversation that ourselves have with one another that we're not even aware of usually on a regular basis, becoming aware of that, using that internal conversation more intentionally is an important part of engaging life in the world we live in. I would say that for people of faith and people of all faiths, coming to an awareness that that one we call God, the divinity, the holy, also has this rich multiplicity of aspect is critical in a multi-religious world. We can think about God in a very small way, in a very unitary way, when we talk to the same people or we read the same text or we focus on one aspect of God and make God that one quality, that one aspect. That obviously is not entirely faithful. None of the people we relate to want to be thought of as just one aspect. And so also God is much, but God's multiplicity, the divinity's muchness is key to living in a world that needs us to imagine deeply, to be compassionate greatly, and to be always, always courageous.
Thanks for joining us for another Holden Village podcast. Be sure to view the links in the description for more information or visit our website to find out more about the village. We hope you will make a pilgrimage to Holden. Blessings and peace to you.